You ever heard of the phrase burying the lead? It's something that's used a lot in journalism. And it's this principle that you have to find the heart of your story, find the heart of what it is that you're writing, and then make sure that you say that right up front. And those are two quite difficult things to do. First, it's quite difficult to identify the main message that you want to communicate. But it's even more difficult to then not to hide that away in the body of what you're writing about, but to say it right up front. And I've just been looking at creating a newsletter for Get Sign Off with Ryan Taylor, and we've been preparing the newsletter together. And there's a big announcement that we're making, which this newsletter is for, and I can't tell you what yet because that's a surprise yet to come on the 27th of August. But basically, the main message that we want to communicate is being buried too deeply in the text. And I think we all have this problem, not just with email newsletters, but with our website as well, that the main thing that we want to say often gets buried halfway down the page. We need to not bury the lead, but bring it right up to the front and say it loud and proud in our headlines and in the first paragraph of our text. Another way of viewing this is as front-loading, something that usability expert Jacob Nielsen talks a lot about, that you give users a summary of what you're going to say right at the front. So there are two good reasons for doing this. One is that you avoid burying the lead and you make your story very plain and very obvious from the outset. And two, users don't have to get hunt around till they find your point. It's actually a usability improvement as well. So next time you write a piece of copy, or even on the copy you've got on your existing website, ask yourself, am I burying the lead? Am I burying the main message here? Am I making it loud and proud? There you go. That's my tip for the day.